viviendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Yes, welcome once again to The Salad. How is everyone doing? Hope you're well. Now then, let's find out what we're doing today. What's on the show today? Well, of course we have an international news item. We have salad news bits, news from around the world, of course. And we also have Express Yourself today. Yes, on Express Yourself, which is a section where we look at expressions in English, and we have some expressions with face. That's right, by the face. Okay, expressions with face today. Can you think of any in Spanish? I can think of quite a lot with face, cara. Okay, maybe some expressions are the same in English, maybe not. So we have some very interesting expressions with face on Express Yourself today. So, before we jump into the program, let's have our conundrum, shall we? A little brain teaser for you. Are you ready? Here's our conundrum for today. All you have to do is fill in the blank space. So, the bank has cut blank his credit line. I think it's relatively easy today. Relatively easy. I'm rapping today. Rap. Yeah, I think it's relatively easy. So the bank has cut blank his credit line. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. So to cut plus preposition, what could it be? Now then, yes, we shall reveal the answer at the end of the program, but right now it's time for
Salad News Bits.
Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here's our headline today. International Space Station. Smoke triggers alert on board. A bordo. So smoke triggers alert on board. So something triggers something, it causes. That's right, it's a trigger, a catalyst, if you like. Okay, because trigger normally in a gun is un gatillo. So the trigger is what causes something to happen. So International Space Station, smoke triggers alert on board. That's right, salad listeners. Well, we're going over live to London to find out more about this news item. We have Simon Hallow. Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. I can hear you loud and clear. Well, alarms were triggered on board the International Space Station after the crew reported smoke and the smell of burning plastic.
Well, this sounds pretty serious, don't you think, salad listeners? You know, that's the last thing you want to see or smell anywhere, but, you know, on the International Space Station, you can see smoke and the smell of burning plastic. So alarms were triggered on board the International Space Station after the crew, la tripulación, the crew reported smoke and the smell of burning plastic.
Yes, that's right. Now, the incident centered on the Russian-built Zvezda module, which provides living quarters. Now, the aging space station has suffered a number of failures over the years, and a Russian official recently warned of outdated hardware and failing systems.
I see. So, yes. So, this is the Russian-built Zvezda module. Okay. So, it provides living quarters. So, you know, you can sleep on board. Yeah, as you would have to, I suppose, because you're not going to go home to go to bed. Now then, the aging space station, so it's getting a bit old. The aging space station has suffered a number of fios, and Russian officials have warned of outdated hardware and failing systems. So outdated hardware and software. Now, this is interesting. I mean, on the space station. Please tell us more.
Yes, well, some of these failures include air leaks, misfiring engines, and cracks.
I see. Air leaks, misfiring engines. So engines that, if they misfire, the engine's not working properly. And cracks, grietas, cracks. Sounds very serious. Looks like some modernization, should I say, is in need. Some updates also.
Yes, that's right. So, Russia's space agency, Roscosmos, said later that all systems were back to normal. Now, the smoke was detected during recharging of the station's batteries, the agency said, and the crew had now returned to regular training.
Okay, so it seems that everything's been resolved.
Yes, the burning plastic smell was reported to have spread from the Russian section to the U.S. segment. Now, the U.S. space agency NASA said a spacewalk planned for later on Thursday would still go ahead, according to Russia's RIA Novosti news outlet. So, you know, that's information that we're receiving. Now, two Russian cosmonauts are set to carry out work on the recently delivered Nauka science module. So the Russian official that I spoke to, you know, said that on the 1st of September that the ISS could suffer irreparable failures due to outdated equipment and hardware. So the ISS, the International Space Station. So at least 80% of in-flight systems on the Russian segment had passed their expiry dates. Now it's a little bit, that could be something to worry about, I personally think.
I see. So at least 80% of in-flight systems, we're talking about software here, had passed their expiry date. That's right. So they're out of date.
Yes. So, yes, I spoke to him. He also told me some small cracks had been discovered in the cargo section, and they could worsen over time. Now, the ISS, the International Space Station, was built in 1988 as part of a joint project between Russia, the US, Canada, Japan, and several European countries, and was originally designed for a 15-year lifespan. So, you know, I think that tells you everything. It was built in 1988, initially to have a 15-year lifespan. So, yes, some updates, you know, are certainly on the cards, and possibly a new space station, too, by the sounds of it.
Well, I know if I were an astronaut, I would be a little bit worried, you know, about going on the International Space Station with cracks, you know, outdated hardware and software. So anyway, please keep us posted on this.
Yeah, certainly, that's right. So just let me say that, you know, so Roscosmos, the Russian space agency, said last year that structural fatigue and the ISS would not be capable of operating beyond 2030. So obviously, you know, a new space station is on the cards. Now, in July, a malfunction caused the jet thrusters to fire without warning, destabilizing the space station. So, yes, some work needs to be done. There are currently seven astronauts on board the ISS, two from Russia, three from the US, one from France, and one from Japan. So, yes, I'm sure this is all going to be modernized and updated, ready for, you know, a new and bright future. So, anyway, here from central London, back to the studio, Dave.
So, what do you think? Problems and failures and cracks on the International Space Station. Well, modernization is on the cards. Looking to a bright future. You heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Yourself.
Now then, yes, welcome to Express Yourself, the part of the program where we look at expressions in English. And we have some expressions with face today. Expressions with face. There are many I can think of in Spanish and in English also. So it's going to be interesting to see if some are the same. That always helps because you can get them into your active English straight away. So we have Alan Parsons here. He's our grammar expert. And he's also an expert, you know, on everything to do with English, the English language. Certainly idioms and expressions, you know, that's his bag too, his cup of tea. So I'm going to pass you over to him. Let's have a look. Alan, how are you?
Yes, hello, Dave, that's right. Yes, I'm doing pretty well. So we have some fun expressions with face today. Now, I'll jump straight into it. To be laughing on the other side of your face.
So to be laughing on the other side of your face is an expression. Okay. So to be laughing on the other side of your face. That's the expression in English, okay? Let's just have a look at an example in Spanish, and we'll do our best to translate it with that expression. To be laughing on the other side of your face, or of one's face, if you like. What's the expression in Spanish? We'll try and translate these into perfect English.
Right, okay. Se te van a quitar las ganas de reírte.
Yes. And the expression here was, you'll be laughing, you know, on the other side of your face. So he generally uses in the future, you'll be laughing on the other side of your face, you know, when you find out that, okay? Se te van a quitar las ganas de reírte. You'll be laughing on the other side of your face, or he'll be laughing on the other side of his face. She'll be laughing on the other side of her face when she finds out, you know, whatever. Okay, it's a good expression. So, you know, someone's laughing. You'll be laughing on the other side of your face next month. Okay? So to be laughing on the other side of your face. That's our first expression with face today. Okay? Good. Are you ready for another one, salad listeners? Let's have another one.
Right. So to blow up in one's face.
To blow up in one's face. Okay. Now, these are expressions we've looked at these before in the past, salad listeners. Expressions with face. So you should know some of these. Some of them will be new to you as well. Okay, so if something blows up in your face, it goes completely wrong. Okay. So to blow up is to explode. It explodes in your face, so your plan goes wrong. Okay. Well, let's have a look at an expression in Spanish, shall we?
Right, okay. Su plan salió mal.
Su plan salió mal. Obviously, you could say, you know, his or her plan went badly, didn't go well. There are different ways we can say this. But what would sound good here and add a lot of color to your language? Let's say his plan blew up in his face, in his face. Or her plan blew up in her face. So again, I would say in his face or inner face, not the breathe H there, in his face or in his face. So his plan blew up in his face or her plan blew up in her face. Something blows up in your face. Obviously it goes badly. That's right, salad listeners. This is Express Yourself, Expressions with Face.
Right, okay, our next expression, to fly in the face of danger.
To fly in the face of danger. So maybe you would say something like, you pay no attention to danger, something like that in Spanish. We say to fly in the face of danger, okay? So let's have a look at an expression. We'll do our best to translate it using that expression, to fly in the face of danger.
Right, okay, a Spanish example would be, hago caso omiso al peligro.
Right, well, I fly in the face of danger. I fly in the face of danger. Hago caso omiso al peligro. You know, I ignore danger, I don't pay attention to it, I fly in its face. Okay, it sounds good, doesn't it? I fly in the face of danger. My boss, he flew in the face of danger in the meeting, and he tried to, undercut the competition. Whatever you want to say, so to fly in the face of danger sounds great, okay? Let's have another expression with face.
Right, okay, well, I think this is, not to show your face around somewhere.
Not to show your face. So to show your face, literally, mostrar la cara, to show your face. Okay? Maybe you would say in Spanish, not to appear. Okay, let's have a look at an example in Spanish.
Él no volverá a aparecer por aquí.
Él no volverá a aparecer por aquí. So, he won't appear here again. You know, a literal translation. I mean, you could say that, you know? He'll never appear here again. That's possible. But it would sound much more native, more expressive to say, he won't show his face around here again. Or he'll never, would sound good, he'll never show his face around here again. That's right. So we use that a lot more. Estar la cara, he didn't show his face. That's right. You just show your face. He'll never show his face around here again. But obviously you would say he'll never appear here again. But it sounds better. He'll never show his face around here again. Good. What do you think? So some interesting expressions with face. Let's keep going. Let's have our next one.
Right. So if something is staring you in the face.
To stare, something is staring you in the face. Está mirando fijamente la cara. It's staring you in the face. You could also say it's right under your nose, which would sound more like the Spanish, okay? If something is right under your nose, it's staring you in the face, okay? Does that make sense? Let's have a look at an example in Spanish. We'll do our best to translate it.
Right. Tenemos la respuesta delante de nuestras narices.
Right, I see. So you could say in English, we have the answer right under our nose. When you use an expression with nose. Well, you know, the nose is on your face. Okay. Most of the time. So, okay. So it's possible to say, tenemos la respuesta delante de nuestras narices. Okay. So again, you could say, well, we had the answer. Or the answer was right under our nose. Not noses. It's always singular in English in an expression like this. However, it would also sound good. The answer was staring us in the face. It was staring us in the face. It was hiding in plain sight. The answer was staring us in the face. That sounds good, don't you think? Okay. Let's have some more expressions with face. Express yourself. Okay, let's have a look. Let's have our next one, please.
Not to keep a straight face.
Not to keep a straight face. So it's not to laugh. The expression, I couldn't keep a straight face, you know? I was trying my best not to laugh.
So I have here, no podía aguantarme la risa.
Ah, in English, I couldn't keep a straight face. Okay, la cara recta. You know, because if your mouth is straight, if you're laughing, it's not like a big U, you know, a big curve or something, you know? I couldn't keep a straight face. It's a good one. I couldn't keep a straight face in the meeting. You know, when my boss told me that.
Right. To have a face, or to have a long face, or to have a face as long as a fiddle.
As long as that. So a fiddle is a violin. A fiddle, we say. So to have a face as long as a fiddle. De la cara tan larga como un violín.
Tienes la cara larga.
Now, in English, you can say, you know, you have a long face. Why the long face? Or something like that. You can say that, okay? But your face is as long as a fiddle. Or you've got a face as long as a fiddle. That's right.
Yes, that's right. So I like that. You know, his face was as long as a fiddle when he heard the news. Not to lose face.
No perder la cara, not to lose face.
So I have here, hagas lo que hagas, no te desprestigies.
Oh. So whatever you do, don't lose face. That's right. No te desprestigies, don't lose face. So whatever you do, don't lose face. Okay? That sounds good.
Right, we just have a couple more to finish off here. Also, we have to save face.
To save face? Literally, salvar la cara. to save face. We saw to lose face. Now we have to save face.
Ella lo dijo para guardar las apariencias.
To keep appearances, literally, but to save face, we would say in English. So she said it to save face, para guardar las apariencias, to save face. She did it to save face. I like that one. It's a good one. And we have one more.
To take something at face value, tómalo por lo que es.
And it will be take it at face value. Okay? El valor de la cara, literally. So, tómalo por lo que es. Take it at face value, salad listeners. Excellent. So we had some very good expressions. Thanks very much, Alan, to expressions with face. Try and get some of these into active English. It'll add a lot of colour, make you more expressive. This has been Express Yourself. Now then, salad listeners, yes, we hope you enjoyed the program today. Now then, all that's left to do is to have a look at our conundrum today, which was, our conundrum was, the bank has cut blank his credit line. Okay. Now the answer is the bank has cut off his credit line. You would just say to cut, cortar, le han cortado su línea de crédito. In English, we would say to cut off because it's a permanent, they've cut off a credit line. Or my credit line has been cut off. You can tell the bank has cut off his credit line. So to cut off, that's right. So it's a permanent thing. You can cut. I cut my finger. That's right. But if you cut something off, you know, in this case, if it's a credit line, it's like a permanent thing. No, but it's been cut off. Okay, so the bank has cut off his credit line. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, thanks very much for listening today. Remember the salad every day on Vaughan Radio, 7:30 p.m. We'll see you here tomorrow, same time, same place.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar...